Topping in the morning. Good morning. Download Upstairs and upload Downstairs. There's plenty to go around with White Fibre. Because we care.
Madonna, Material Girl, 8 minutes past seven, very cold morning, feeling like minus four, January the 24th, 2019. I mean, if it's not bad enough being cold, it's that everyone, no one's got money, have they?
Either. I know, everyone's just waiting for payday, desperately, like, maybe they've paid us early. I'll just check my account in case. No, still in the red.
Yes. So, this morning, Emily walks in like John Wayne. I thought you'd been horse riding or something.
Nothing quite so glamorous. And this is, I feel like I should be able to walk normally now, but I went to a, yes, I've hit that age. I went to a legs, bums and tums class.
So what do they do? Because I'm guessing there's not many men at legs, bums and tums.
This was all ladies, but men do have legs, bums and tums.
Yes, I know, but I feel it's kind of a female domain.
It is definitely like a mum thing, isn't it?
I would be quite happy to go along.
There's nothing like glamorous about, you know, you get like glow class and dance atomic and all these like sort of cool things. There's nothing cool about legs, bums and tums, is there? But I went.
Yes.
And I thought, this is all right. Like, I can do this. And then the woman at the end said, if you've not done this class before, then in a few days, you know, you might feel the burn, but you won't feel it the second time you come. And literally, as I got out of the car, I was like, oh no, I've done myself some damage. Like, I ache all over. And that was on Monday. It's now Thursday.
Did you do that?
When does the ache stop?
Do you do that thing that you drive in the car and then when you get out, you think, I don't think I'm going to be able to get out of this car.
Yeah.
And the other one is when you wake up in the morning.
Yeah, and you go, oh no.
But you forget.
Yeah.
And then you go and move and you're like...
So I'm fine as long as I don't move.
I mean, not only this, we're talking about Hayley being in the gym. She's in the gym all the time.
Oh, she's always gym selfieing. I can't bring myself to do that because my face is so unbelievably red when I exercise.
You're... legs, bums and tums, and you said, oh yeah, and I've got a gym induction at One Leisure.
I have, yeah. So I've booked for a gym induction next week. It's mainly though, so I can watch Netflix.
Yeah, you can.
Because apparently, you told me this, I've never been to a gym before, but you can watch telly in there.
Yes, you can.
So I was thinking, I'd just like get on an exercise bike or something and then just sit there and watch telly. I never get to just watch telly in peace.
If you don't really want to do any exercise, then bring along some roller skates. Go on the treadmill.
Nice.
Just hold on.
Are you allowed to bring snacks in? Can I bring some popcorn?
there is a cup holder and another area that you
I don't know
probably...
that that's designed for like a latte and some popcorn there, is it?
I think you could try. 11 minutes past seven, it's Isle of Wight Radio on a cold Thursday morning. This is Body, Loud Luxury and Brando at Isle of Wight Radio.
Topping in the morning at 6 till 10.
Topping in the morning.
So the Isle of Wight, definitely in the news this week. We've got the White Knight, who is so popular now, not taking on any more media interviews. We did try and get him on the show.
I have the same thing. I'm not doing any more interviews.
No.
Anymore either.
So the White Knight is, we think it's Jamie. This is what...
Well, I've never seen them in the same room at the same time.
That's what he said. Mm-hmm. He said it earlier in the week. You know, the Jamie White Knight.
Yeah.
Exactly. So that was on this morning. And Derek Sandy, the pub singer around the island, has been on Britain's Got Talent, apparently.
I know.
And got through.
Really?
That's what somebody told me. Yeah.
That's amazing.
So do you think he sung that Christmas single that he had a couple of years ago? Or do you think he trotted out Welcome to the Isle of Wight?
Let's hope it was Welcome to the Isle of Wight. If that doesn't make it onto the show... I'll be gutted.
Yes. So we wish him all the very best. And you can read the story on our website at iwradio.co.uk. News headlines on the way for 7:30.
So does the mitten good then? It does the job with the ice?
The mitten is good.
Is it?
Yes, it's very, very good. You keep your hands nice and warm and away from all that frost. Anyway, enough of that. It is time to play Headline or Hearsay. Score so far, 1 to Jamie, 2 to us.
Mm.
Let's see how we get on today. Let's play.
British households waste an average of £86 a year by leaving electronic devices on standby. In total, the country pays an estimated £1.6 billion for unnecessary electricity. The number of devices we use has continued to go up year by year as a plethora of new gadgets become commonplace in the home. Beyond TVs, many families now own everything from Bluetooth speakers to wireless routers to tablets. Is that headline? Or is it hearsay?
I just love the fact that we managed to use the word plethora.
Plethora.
Well, yeah.
That's one of those words you learn in school and you've got to use it in your project. There were a plethora of different chocolate bars to choose from.
Yeah, I couldn't think of another word. I thought, do you know what, for a Thursday.
What, when you were making it up?
Yeah, exactly. I thought that'll be, oh, yeah, so I need to slip there, didn't I?
Oh.
That'll go in there well.
So, is it headline or is it hearsay?
£86 a year. Do you leave your, you know, your like home, your Google Home or your Amazon
everything
device?
On.
Do you
everything on?
I like to switch that off. I don't know. It feels, I don't know. It's weird. Mine keeps playing music randomly.
Yeah, mine kind of talks to me randomly.
Yeah.
I'm like, whoa.
We have ours underneath the sofa.
What?
So you can't see it.
What, your
Google
Alexa?
Home.
Oh.
So it's
like a strange voice coming out from underneath the sofa.
Yes.
Surely that means the sound's not as good.
It's fine. It's fine. Absolutely fine. It works quite well. So you go, so if you have friends around, you go, hey, Google, play Isle of Wight Radio. I'm only saying that so everyone's Google's
off.
Going off.
Yeah.
So you say that and...
You've just set your phone off.
Oh, okay. And then this voice comes from underneath the sofa. But I wouldn't switch it off. It would take forever to go round.
So have you got it connected to speakers as well then?
Yeah, it's all integrated.
Oh, yeah.
He's done the proper job.
Yeah, it's not,
I mean,
just like
you walk into Paul's house and you like, he waves his hands and then like the lights come up and then like music.
You don't need to wave your hands. You just walk in. It's got sensors.
Face recognition.
Oh, yeah, look at this.
Hang on, I'm just going to play Paul's theme tune. Do, 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 do.
Even though my wife did find a downside because I have got sensors around. So as you walk through the house, the lights come on and off. Money saving device. I mean, to be fair.
How much did it cost you?
I was going to say, I mean, you'd have to save quite a lot of money to pay for it. But
about
I like
35
to think,
years, it will pay for itself.
Well, I like to think it's my little bit towards the planet.
Nice.
You know?
Yeah, sure.
But the only problem is that it does the same thing in the dining room, which works great, but the sensor's in the hallway. So my wife was in there working the other day, and I said, why are you sat in the dark? She said, lights keep going off. She'd walk out in the hall to switch them back on.
You have to get the cat.
Just don't do it in the toilet. I went to a friend's house the other day, and they didn't have the right light bulb for their light, so they bought a little sensor thing. So I went in to go to the toilet. I wasn't in there like for more than 30 seconds, and it went dark. I couldn't see. I was like, "Hey, guys, where's the sink?"
So, is it headline or hearsay? What does Facebook say?
Charlie says headline. Emma says hearsay, though. Maureen says headline. Who else have we got? Michael says headline. Julie says headline. Samantha says headline. And hello, Kim and Charlotte from Maureen. Don't worry, we'll do your conversations for you.
So we're going headline.
I think so.
We're going headline, Jamie.
It is a headline.
Wow, £86.
Yeah.
I am genuinely surprised that it's that much.
Prince William is reportedly investing money into his local football club. Wills, who's a huge footy fan, has held meetings with Windsor Rangers FC, who compete in the non-league National League One. A source said that the second heir to the throne had met with club officials and directors about investing in the club, which sits second in the table currently. Apparently, the funding will go towards new kit and equipment and renovation of the club's stadium.
Now, I don't want to be a football geek, but I think, doesn't Prince William support that Dulwich team, the one that's like really low but really popular and it's got a pink and blue scarf? I can't remember what they're called. Jamie's frowning as if like, I've never heard of this team, but he definitely has.
Prince William supports Aston Villa.
Oh yeah, maybe that's it.
So claret and blue, pink and blue.
Yeah.
And yeah, lower league, yeah, I'll take that.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking about. It was another rubbish team. Yeah.
I can't imagine. Did the royal family invest in football teams?
Maybe it's his own money that he earns from his job that he does. What does he do again?
Helicopter pilot.
Actually, hasn't he retired from that now?
No, he's doing it again.
Is he?
Oh, is
yeah,
he?
But over London.
Right, oh, okay.
He so, plays football.
I mean, they pick him up on the way to work. Got to go, darling. Taxi's here.
My Uber has arrived.
Yeah, do they chopper.
So what are we going with, headline or hearsay?
Maureen says hearsay, so does Samantha and Tom and Michael and Dan and Charlotte and Hayley and Susan. No one believes this one. Windsor FC?
Yeah, Windsor Rangers.
Windsor Rangers.
Do they wear tweed on the pitch?
Well, you can all laugh. Doesn't matter.
And they're sporting their new Burberry outfit today. I'm going to go hearsay.
Hearsay.
It is a hearsay. He does play football, though.
Wow.
And finally, a man accused of robbing a bank in Florida told police he Googled how to rob a bank before doing it. William Johnson stole an undisclosed amount of money from a credit union store. Deputies say he entered the bank, approached the cashier, implied he had a weapon, and made them give him money. He then allegedly ran from the store with the cash, but was caught a short time later. Is that headline or is it hearsay?
You see, I've been thinking of going to Vegas. Emily and I have discussed this many times.
Do it.
Going to Vegas, getting a van, and getting one of those pulse generators to turn all the lights out so we can then rob the safe.
Yep.
And then we will leave. Probably we'll do something like, I don't know, we'll get a bunch of minis and we'll drive across Italy with them and something like that.
I don't want to kind of burst your bubble, but I think it might have already been done.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was going to sell the film rights as well.
Yeah. That's what we were thinking. Yeah.
Sure, I've seen that somewhere before.
How about, right, the mail train, when it goes through, we stop it and we rob that.
Yeah, again, it's ringing a bell. I think I've seen this before somewhere. You might have to rethink this plan.
Do we still have a mail train?
I think so.
Probably not. It's a person train there.
Oh, very good.
Headline or hearsay?
Samantha says hearsay. So does Tom. So does Michael, Dan, Charlotte, Hayley, Susan, Peter, saying hearsay this morning.
Okay, we're going hearsay?
Yes.
Hearsay.
Hearsay.
It's actually a headline.
Wow.
How to rob a bank. Yeah, there you go.
So 2-0 to us. Better luck tomorrow.
2-1, 3-1 for the week.
Yeah. 7:45, Isle of Wight Radio. Thank you to everyone watching on Facebook. Do it again, same time, same place. On the way, latest travel news if you're driving around the island. Not as skiddy as yesterday, but still take extra care if you're driving on the roads because it is cold. In fact, it feels like -4 out there.
Topping in the morning, 6 till 10.
Topping in the morning.
Bruno Mars, marry you. It's Isle of Wight Radio, 7:07. I was saying -4 today. It is cold outside, isn't it? Cold and frosty. Did you have to scrape, Jamie?
I did have to scrape. I sprayed.
Sprayed.
And I think I need to reinvest because it wasn't very good.
Okay.
Sit there for a few minutes waiting for it to defrost.
Emily, did you have to spray or scrape this morning?
No, because last night I put a towel on my windscreen, which someone had suggested to me.
Did you really?
And the last time I tried this, there wasn't a frost. So this morning I was quite excited and it worked.
So
my windscreen was clear, but then I was like, oh yeah, but I didn't put one on the back windscreen or my wing mirrors.
So do you actually tuck it in your windows?
You just lie it on top.
But doesn't it fall down?
No, because it's like slightly slanted and it's cold and like, yeah,
really?
It just stays on.
Well,
it's
there you go.
It's good, I recommend. I've got a wet towel on my front seat.
That's brilliant. So I was saying that, we're looking because we know that a lot of people listen from all over the place to the show, and if someone could give us a call, who's far, far away, where the temperature is very different.
Just to make us feel better.
Exactly, yeah. Just to make us feel better on a Thursday morning, and phone's ringing, let's go to the phones. Morning, Isle of Wight Radio.
My name's Linda.
Linda, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from all the way in sunny Bendigo, Victoria in Australia.
Wow, why are you listening to Isle of Wight Radio?
Well, the reason we're listening to your radio, my mum, a.k.a. Nanny B and Nanny Wendy, are visiting, and my husband's mum, who visiting us here from Bendigo, all the way from the Isle of Wight here in Bendigo.
Oh, really? Wow, that is amazing. Can you just tell us, it's -4 degrees centigrade here at the moment. What's it like where you are?
Well, it's actually 40.5 today, with a top of 45 degrees tomorrow.
Oh,
actually just trying to chill down in the pool with a beer.
Are you near the pool now?
I'm in the pool now.
Oh, give us a splash.
Here you go.
Oh my goodness. I am so jealous. So jealous.
That's okay. So we just really wanted to shout out to all our old friends. We left the island back in 1989. So shout out to all our old friends back on the Isle of Wight, and to Beryl Birch and Wendy West, friends that are all still living there on the Isle of Wight. So we're having a lovely time and a lovely holiday.
Oh, well, at least you haven't lost your Isle of Wight accent.
Well, no, I haven't.
You sound so local.
Really?
Well, only if we all speak like that.
Oh, that's right.
Anyway, thank you so much for your call. Have a great day and don't get sunburned, will you?
Sending you some warmth to warm up.
Oh, what's the time there, by the way?
The time now is 7 o'clock at night.
Oh, well, have a great evening.
You too.
Cheerio.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
I can't believe that.
That is amazing.
40 to 45 degrees.
Too hot. That's too hot for me.
I'd rather be here.
Yeah, but when you're in the swimming
definitely.
Pool, do you know what I mean?
With a beer.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, of all the things.
That is amazing. I love that.
Yeah. When you say, give us a call if you're listening, you know, I was expecting someone to be in, I don't know.
If you can beat Australia.
Wales.
Yeah.
The lines are still open.
Yeah. Maybe the International Space Station is the place to go. Right, we are playing the game with no name in just a couple of minutes' time. This is the rhyming game. Hayley's not here, so we don't have to explain it in great detail. It's coming up next. It's 11 minutes past 8. Where was it? Bendigo?
I think Victoria in Australia.
Bendigo Bay?
Oh, Bendigo, mate.
Struth. Let's splash around in the pool, shall we?
Topping in the morning, 6 till 10.
Topping in the morning.
It's Isle of Wight Radio. So from Australia back down to Earth, it is time to play the game with no name. If you haven't been to the website, though, you can read. I was saying earlier, it's a week of promotion for the Isle of Wight. You know, we've had what's his name?
The White Knight.
White Knight, yeah. Jamie White Knight.
Still sitting right next to us.
Still think it's you.
It's not me. No.
Kicking off that you're not doing any more media interviews. Yeah. That sounds like you.
Being a diva.
Yeah. So that. And then Derek Sandy getting through on Britain's Got Talent, the pub, you know, local pub singer. So fingers crossed. Imagine if he won. That would be brilliant, wouldn't it?
That'd be amazing.
You know, welcome to the Isle of Wight. Hits the charts.
And there's a picture, actually, of Ant and Dec holding I Love Isle of Wight t-shirts on our website.
Isn't the phrase, though, I love Wight? Isn't that the way it's supposed to work, rather than I love the Isle of Wight?
I don't think it matters, if I'm honest. I think it's nice to see Ant and Dec showing their support for the Isle of Wight.
Ant looks a lot more into it than Dec.
Yes.
If you look at the photo.
Which is surprising, yeah.
You can have a look on our website, iwradio.co.uk, and good luck to Derek Sandy as he makes his way through, apparently. So there we go. Right, time for the game with no name. Are we ready for this? It's rhyming. It's a celebrity doing something or a person doing something. You ready for this, Emily?
I'm ready.
I was. Hang on, I've just got a... What's happened here? I've mixed them all up. Oh, no.
I mean, to be fair, you've had 15 minutes.
Panic over.
Okay, let's do it then. Game with no name. Remember, if we can't get it, you get the chance to win yourself a Amazon voucher courtesy of our friends at White Fibre.
The cartoon sailor who thrives off cans of spinach is all dressed up and wearing a fancy cravat with two loops.
Me, I know it. I've got it.
That was quick.
She's a nightmare.
Yeah.
She's got this for Christmas. Wearing a bow tie.
Emily Wells, that is correct. Well done.
Okay, let's do another one.
Michael J. Fox's character from Back to the Future isn't very good at talking to strangers.
I know it.
Paul Toppin.
Marty McFly feeling shy.
Marty McFly is shy. Yeah, I'll give you that one.
Okay.
Well done. One all.
Final one. Let's. Have we got another one?
Yeah, we got two.
Okay, let's go.
The British comedy double act, also known as Eric and Ernie, are digging into a plate of poultry legs.
I know it. Oh. Morecambe and Wise eating chicken thighs.
It is.
I thought it was going to be pork pies.
2-1. This is rapid fire. There's one more. Can you get this draw, Paul? Or is it going to be a clean sweep nearly? The lead singer of the Foo Fighters has been released from prison on the promise of good behaviour.
I've got it. Dave Grohl on parole.
It is Dave Grohl on parole.
I was thinking bail. Wrong one.
Wow.
Let's do one just for the phones.
Okay, now you've thrown me. Right, here we go. The lamp-dwelling mythical being that has the power to grant wishes is wearing a two-piece swimming costume.
What do you think that might be? 822-002. You could be winning yourself an Amazon voucher. What was it again?
It is the lamp-dwelling mythical being who grants wishes is wearing a two-piece swimming costume.
Phone lines are going completely crazy. Let's take this one here. Morning, Isle of Wight Radio. Who's that?
Hello, it's Pete here.
Pete, where are you?
I'm just driving along Harrison, mate.
Not in Australia, then?
No, I've got rallies in Australia, but I'm not in Australia.
Okay, so what do you think it is? Clue again, Jamie?
The clue is the lamp-dwelling mythical being that has the power to grant wishes is wearing a two-piece swimming costume.
Pete?
Got to be a genie wearing a bikini, mate.
Oh, it is. Well done, Pete.
Congratulations. You got yourself an Amazon voucher. Pop up to Isle of Wight Radio. We'll get the details and get it sorted for you in the next few weeks, all right?
Thank you, mate.
Have a great day. See you later. There you go. That's Pete. That's the game with no name for a Thursday. It's back again tomorrow, and then the speed test will be back on Monday. So have we got a clue for the speed test to get registered for Monday?
I do. It's an object. It is a mythical creature from Midsummer Night's Dream, and also the thing you would hit with a hockey stick in ice hockey.
What do you think it is? Start your text with radio, your answer, your name to 66777. You could be playing for £500 on Monday's show.
Come on.
Topping in the morning at 6 till 10.
Topping in the morning.
Dua Lipa, Silk City and Electricity. 25 minutes to 9 morning. It is time to play that bit where we do on this day. All things that happened on this day. Many,
test of time,
yeah. Many years ago. I can never remember the... I don't know what's the matter with me.
I mean, we do it every day.
I know.
Same time, straight after the news headlines.
Yeah, I know.
Test of time.
Test of time, yeah.
Okay. All things that happened on this day in history. So, in 2012, UK debt topped what amount for the first time?
Is it 1 trillion?
It is. I didn't even know trillion was an actual number.
Oh, yeah.
How much is that?
It's a...
Is that like a... billion or 1,000 billion?
I'm not sure, actually. I think it might be a billion.
Billion.
Yeah.
Wowzers.
It would either...
I thought my bank account looked bad.
That would be good, though, wouldn't it?
No, our debt.
Oh, sorry.
Debt,
yes. Yeah.
That's all red money.
Yeah.
In 1998...
To be fair, though, if you got to that stage, you'd think, well...
What's another few? Yeah. Oasis went to number one on the UK singles chart with All Around the World. But how long did that song last for? What was its total duration? And I'll give you to the nearest minute.
Oh, what? When you play it?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. It's going to be something long, isn't it? Is it 7 minutes?
It was 9 minutes and 38 seconds. Too much.
Yeah, you just... Why?
Yeah.
Would be my question. I mean,
it's not that cheerful. All around the world. Is it that one?
It's just decadent.
Go spread the word. I mean, they could have sung a bit faster.
Yes.
That would have sped things up.
Exactly.
In the first Apple Macintosh went on sale today, but in what year?
1984.
I knew you'd get that. Only you. And in 1908, which movement began with the publication of Robert Baden-Powell's non-military field manual for teenagers interested in the outdoors?
The Scouts.
It is.
Yeah, there you go.
And for an extra point, what was the manual called?
also the name of a popular pop act.
Was it Scouting for Girls?
Oh, no, they're girls. Oh, yeah. Close. Other one.
Scouting for Boys.
Yay! Yay!
Here comes. Topping in the morning at 6 till 10. Topping in the morning. Here comes the sun. Here comes the legendary Isle of Wight Radio.